Paul, what's the challenge of playing a team as hot as you guys are running right now?
Are you, you're talking about New Jersey?
New Jersey, yeah.
Yeah.
Identical record.
Well, confidence, right? They're going to be a confident group. We should be as well. We're underrated, I think, because the speed is it's faster this year. So they got a real quick team. They got an awful lot of speed, got some good puck movers. I think they're really well structured in how they play. It's going to be I think it's going to be as close to the fastest game that we'll play all year, so the fastest team that we've seen.
With your team playing so well, players today talked about complacency and warding that off. Do you have to? Is that just a player thing? They already know that, or do you?
No,
have to kind of...
I don't think we're playing all that. It's a really careful set of words I got to use here. I like the way we're playing. There's an awful lot of room. So we've been incrementally kind of better in all the areas of our game, let's say, opposed to last season. But we also think there's lots of room for us to get better. The way we handle this is be good today, right? There were lots of things that we could be better at in our game last night. Lots of good stuff, too. So we dealt with that today, and that's all we can deal with. And then we'll just move on to the next day. So really important that you stay out of the big picture and just keep making sure that you're good today.
You talked quite high of the third line last night.
Yeah.
What are they doing so well in your eyes?
You know what? They're working their butts off, and they're becoming very difficult to play against. So that they're not trading chances with you. They're on the puck. They're above the puck. They make it difficult for you to move the puck from one end to the other. And you've got different elements. I think Adam Lowry, since he's been back from his injury, he's got a little bite to his game, physicality. Brandon's looks faster, if that's possible, than he was last year. He's a little bit more comfortable in his routes and his roles. And Andrew, from his time playing center, has gone to the wing, and he understands the game pretty well. So positionally, those guys have been solid, but they're just, if you boil it down to the simplest thing, they're working really, really hard, and you usually have a good game if you do that.
The guys missing today, just maintenance?
All good. Everybody, the same lineup for tomorrow.
Connor and Nett then?
Correct.
You mentioned ignore the big picture. Do you guys even post the standings in there still?
No, we don't.
You used to, right?
Yeah.
Stopped.
We changed some things.
This year?
Yeah, but not out of, you know why? Because of these phones, right? It used to be standard for the last 30 years. You'd have your board because you need it. If a guy didn't buy the newspaper, now they can. They don't. I don't want to say anything to hurt anybody's feelings. I don't care how many newspapers they buy. Is what I'm trying to say without hurting anybody. It's all there for them. We all know, but it's not there.
Okay. Brian Little was saying that being second in the West, I think he was aware of that. It's less stressful than chasing, than when you feel you're chasing in the standings so quickly. You
I
see
think
that?
I
that?
Think that's an honest answer, right?
Obvious, I guess.
It's clearly an honest answer, and it's true.
Yeah.
So what's true of the macro is true of the micro. It's a better way to play the game, not chasing the game, not being two goals down behind. And I don't think that we chased that game last night. Got down to and didn't chase it, just patient. We needed a goal every 20 minutes, got it. So there's some of that's just a little maturity.
And that complacency beast that you want to keep out, how much does having some internal lineup competition help that?
All of it, right?
That's all
so,
of it.
And you saw it toward the end, there was a line of Perreault, Little, and Armia went out late in the game. So it should handle it. I don't know that. I guess you're aware of it, like you're looking for casualness in play, but that gets called out pretty quick by everybody, coaches and the rest of the guys on the bench. Nobody wants to be that guy. If I said to you I wasn't worried about it, it wouldn't be an accurate way. I haven't seen it. We'll look for it.
Paul, what are the little things that Brian Little does, when he's not scoring that maybe the casual fan doesn't see?
All of them, the way he positions his body in the defensive zone to receive passes, or if the pass doesn't get made, to be in the right position to box out. He doesn't get ahead of pucks that he's, reaching back. Kind of all you got to do is hit me and I'm wide open and gone. Quickness from changes of sides in the offensive zone. He gets above his check, so he's not chasing it back up the ice, and he doesn't play a perimeter game. He's not a huge guy, but he's fairly thick for a small guy. He's in good shape. If he doesn't play a perimeter game, he'll go hard to the net. He battles pucks out. He's just honest in his game, and he's got a nice set of hands.
Paul, did you see a difference from your team last night compared to maybe right from the beginning of the year or last season or seasons past where you give up those two goals early? I think you've talked in the past about not trying to go out and score twice on one shift, yeah, or get it all back. Did you detect a difference in how your team handled that early deficit?
I like the way we played the game last night. I know they're not all going to look like our power play wasn't graceful. One unit wasn't. The other one scored a goal. It's a big goal. Penalty kill after the first goal did some really gritty things, right? Block shots, battled out. The 5-on-5 game was hard for both teams. But we didn't open our game up. We didn't start changing chances. So this, if I was going to agree with that, I'd say there would be times in the past that our 5-on-5 game looked like that 3-on-3 in overtime if we were chasing. I mean, it's exciting as hell. It does no coach any good to watch it, right? It's exciting, but we didn't play like that in the hockey portion of that game.
And then just one more to piggyback off that, but when you look at the end of a season at the elite teams, the teams that are up there in the standings, traditionally will you see a lot of games like that those teams had in the course of a season where they maybe fell behind but found a way to pull it out in the end and get a point or two? Is that the mark of a good team, that they get points in games like that?
I don't think you want to have too many of them. But there's still games ahead of us that you feel as a coach maybe you don't deserve to win, and you win them. And then there's going to be games where you feel you really were the better team and didn't win. That's not what last night was. It was an even grinder, and we started kind of early in a deficit. I don't think from not being ready, we get an odd man rush. I think that puck's got to go to the net. That's the mistake we make. They get the odd right off it, come down, they put it to the net, it's in the net. Power plays trade out goals, and then you know, I think it's the first time this year we pulled our goalie. So we haven't had a whole lot of practice at that, but we you know, I mean, that's that Wheeler to Scheifele play is a power play. I'm trying to answer all your questions, right, and also stay out of the big picture answers. It's November 15th. There's nothing permanent here. We're working at it every day. There's lots of stuff I didn't like about the game last night, but somebody once told me when you're dealing with the media, never introduce a negative. Right? They'll do that for you. So we got room to improve. And that's all. Okay.
Sorry.
You were so good. Polite. I know. Right? I was gone, man.
Adam Lowry talked a little bit about how much Todd Woodcroft has helped him with faceoffs, but overall, what kind of role and how big of a role has Todd played in the development of some of these younger players?
So he's got a whole host of things on his plate, and one of them first was kind of a faceoff program. And that would probably surprise you in detail on every center in the National Hockey League, all the faceoff plays, but the individual work that he's done with all of our centermen has just made a statistical impact. He's been really good. He also is very involved. His background originally was, in some ways, he worked with Jacques Lemaire for a number of years as a video guy, so he's been really involved in the pre-scouting of other teams. He's also spent quite a bit of time as kind of that skills coach for world championships, won the gold with Sweden, does work with Pavel Datsyuk and their schools over in Russia, so he's got a real big, so the stuff that goes on the ice, he came in and has done a really good job of getting to the individual parts of the game.